For KUAR News in Little Rock, I'm Bobby Ampazon. The United States tested over 60 nuclear bombs on the Marshall Islands in the 1940s and 50s. It caused long-term health and environmental damage, according to some studies. Northwest Arkansas has a large Marshallese expat community, and for the first time this year, Arkansas extended its subsidized health care program for children to those immigrant kids. Sarah Weitz-Kotacek of Arkansas Public Media reports getting these kids into the doctor's office hasn't been easy.
First, you might be wondering why the Marshallese settled here. Eldon Alec, the Marshallese consul in Springdale, believes he can trace the migration with one Marshallese in the mid-1980s, who was studying in Oklahoma. He realized there was opportunity in northwest Arkansas's big chicken plants.
Well, the story was a Marshallese guy came here and went to school in Oklahoma and moved here and found work in Tyson one summer. And I guess he liked it and he started telling his friends and families.
There are now about 12,000 Marshallese in the Springdale area because of a pact allowing them to live and work here legally. They do suffer from high rates of diabetes and cancer. Marshall Islanders' life expectancy is almost 20 years lower than Americans, according to the World Health Organization. Kathy Grisham runs the community clinic in Springdale.
Diabetes is prevalent, and once you have diabetes, you have lots of problems that come with that.
5 years ago, Grisham began to advocate for Marshallese children to be eligible for health insurance under ARKIDS, Arkansas's public health insurance program for children. She says there are also larger community concerns at stake.
We had a mumps crisis a while back, and if you're going to protect a population, which is what public health does, you've got to include and make access to everybody in the population possible.
In other words, she thinks everyone else is at risk if part of the population isn't covered. The state legislature finally approved eligibility for Marshallese children. It took effect in January. But enrollment has been very low. Grisham estimates fewer than 20 of the approximate 2,000 Marshallese children who live in the area have enrolled, and that was after the clinic made nearly 1,000 phone calls to families. The clinic was quiet on this day. A couple of people trickled in. Tariko Lokebo is Marshallese and a dental assistant at the clinic. She helps out as a translator because many Marshallese don't speak English well enough to understand the doctors.
I think they're just afraid of just talking to a foreigner.
Lokebo says there are other obstacles besides the language barrier to get people into the clinic. For one thing, many can't afford the copays, and they don't understand why they have to pay when healthcare was almost free back home. It's also hard to reach people because many can't afford cell phones. Lokebo will often call relatives.
And you're trying to call the auntie about the sister saying that, hey, you know, this, we were trying to reach them, but, you know, their phone has been disconnected and it's so hard to reach them. Is there any way you can help us out, you know?
Etwell Cabin-Meto immigrated with his wife 9 years ago to Arkansas. His son is in the hospital after being attacked by a dog while playing basketball. Cabin-Meto quit his job at one of the chicken plants to care for his son.
Yeah, of course, it's very challenging because I'm worried all the time because he doesn't have any health insurance and I'm not working right now.
Eldon Alec, the Marshallese Consul General, translates for Cabin-Meto. The doctors say Cabin-Meto's son has an infection and may be hospitalized for 9 months. Cabin-Meto says he plans to enroll his son in the ARKIDS insurance program and hopes that will take care of the bills. Lots of families like Cabin-Meto's have shown interest in enrolling their kids in the ARKIDS program. Melissa Leyland runs the Arkansas Coalition of Marshallese. She says unlike the clinic, her office is overwhelmed by interested parents. Leyland thinks it's because everyone in her office speaks Marshallese.
The most important piece is the language. The language accessibility that's there.
She says her office and the community clinic are working together to reach out to the Marshallese. While Marshallese children have access to Medicaid, adults don't. Leyland says the next step is to get Marshallese adults on Medicaid.
I feel like we have sacrificed a lot, only to be told that you can pay into this program, Medicaid, but you cannot use it. So that's a little bit hurtful. Yeah.
She feels like the United States has an obligation after using the islands for nuclear weapons testing.
Perhaps that's why we're experiencing, you know, these chronic diseases.
Ann Leland hopes there will be more research on the health effects of the U.S. bomb testing in the Marshall Islands. For now, the immediate goal is to get children enrolled and into doctors' offices. The community clinic hopes the start of the school year in the fall will provide a good opportunity for more outreach. That's when children will need to come into the clinic for annual vaccinations. Sarah Weitz-Kotacek, Arkansas Public Media.